So, Chevra, the learning tonight it's hard to give the Hakdama because for a very long time, every single Thursday night, we've been learning in the Schos for Refua. Now we have to learn Le'il Nishmaso. Le'il Nishmas Ben Yamin Pinchas Ben Yoel Baruch. If I start just talking about Binyamin Pinchas, we'll be here for a very long time. And I want to share Torah in his chus. A lot of the chevra, we were together. I had a difficult time yesterday by the Levaya, and you heard what I had to say. To talk about a tzaddik, and we'll talk about him. Mamish so special in so many ways. But it's mamish amazing, you know, there's an idea that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to die kasher meis Aaron achicha. He wanted to die a death of Aaron. That's a preferable death. A death like Aaron. What does that mean? So some explain it's a misas neshika. A death of a kiss, a very peaceful death. Happens to be, even though Binyamin Pinchas did suffer and was sick for a very long time, as the Chevra knows, at the end, the actual Misa was Mamish and Misa's Neshika. If I explain, I mean, I was with him the day before, I'll explain I wasn't with him that day. That itself was amazing, Siyat Hashmai, I'll explain in a moment. But he was calm, he was peaceful, he was okay, obviously heavily medicated, but okay. And it was mamish on Tuesday afternoon, out of nowhere in a certain sense, not out of nowhere that we knew it would be sometime soon, but on that particular time, and within mamish, within moments, within literally 1 to 2 minutes, it was it. It was very, very quick. Forget about trying to resuscitate or intubate or anything. There was no discussion, because it was like the end was a Mises Neshika, which was a special kavod, which obviously we're learning is a special type of misa for a tzaddik. But also, what Moshe Rabbeinu desired was the following. You know, a lot of people, when you die, like Aaron, a misa's neshika, and he wasn't sick before, there was no machla. So, mamish adshas misa, you could be an Eved Hashem. And most people, unfortunately, it's not like that. When you're sick, and you're warped of your kochos, and you have no ability, and you can't do the mitzvahs, and learn the Torah, and do what you generally could do, and you're stuck to a hospital bed with very little abilities, so towards the end of your life, you're not that same Eved Hashem. Aaron was Ad Shas Misa, and that's what Moshe desired. Binyamin Pinchas was such a tzaddik, that he was sick, and he was in a hospital. But it was spoken about, those were at the Levaya, I heard it time and again, but I could attest, I would go every day, not just to be there for him and to see him, and not just to spend the last moments, but to gain so much chizik, to watch a tzaddik in action. To watch somebody with a machla, who had so little ability, who was hospital bound, and mamish, things coming out of everywhere, stuck into his arms and through his nose, and an oxygen mask on, and the chesed that was coming from that room, the care of others that was coming from that room, any individual that walked in there walked out feeling like $1 million. It was the most amazing thing. The nurses didn't understand. Anyone that walked under the floor, oh, you're going to 935. Because they understood, person after person. And the nurses, everyone would talk about Binyamin like he's the nicest, happiest person they've ever seen in their life. And everyone that walked in, it didn't matter who you were. And suddenly he have no koch in the world and suddenly perk up and start conversations with individuals to make them feel good, especially those that were a little less close to him, to make them feel comfortable because it's awkward. It was crazy. Achas Misa. Everything's Siyata Dishmaya. And even, I believe deeply, obviously, it's very, very hard to lose such a special Talmud. I mean, I spoke about that yesterday. And we'll We'll speak about him again today, tonight, through the Torah that we're going to share. But the emes is he was zoiche, besides for in the hospital, mamish to be doing mitzvahs, even mamish till the kvura. Let me tell you, Binyamin had many very close friends. If you just walked in, mamish very very close friends, and if you're by Levaya, so many people loved him. It was a crazy amount of people at such a Levaya. There's probably about, I'd say, 25 to 30 people in the world that think they were Binyamin's best friend. But one of his closest friends, mamish, of his closest friends, was a young man by the name of Menachem Katz. Menachem Katz was like a brother to Binyamin. Menachem Katz, about 6 weeks ago, got married, and his plan was to go to Eretz Yisrael. He was going back and forth, should he go to Eretz Yisrael, should he not go to Eretz Yisrael, when Binyamin was in the hospital. But he spoke to his rabbeim and spoke to different people, and he decided to go to Eretz Yisrael, which was emes, with his wife. He just got married, that was the plan. It was hard for him to leave Binyamin, and he spent a lot of time in the hospital with him prior to leaving. And then when Binyamin was in the hospital, time to time, he'd be able to FaceTime him and speak to him. But it was hard for him. Tuesday afternoon, Binyamin was nifter somewhere right before 4 o'clock. Who was in the room with him? His mother, a very close friend, Reuven Noble, and Esther Katz, Menachem's mother. Now, Esther Katz wasn't close with the family, and obviously knew Binyamin because of her son, but she wasn't even sure if she was going to go that day. She called me that morning, was it okay to go, because Binyamin wasn't in such great shape, and not people weren't so close, weren't going at this point, really. And she called me if she should go, and I said, yeah, you should go, for sure go. Just to spend time with his mother, be mechazik his mother, and spend time with Binyamin. And she went, and because she went, not only she went, and she got on the phone Menachem. And Menachem got to, and I don't think in a week before that Menachem got to speak to Binyamin. And Menachem got to speak to Binyamin. I'm not just saying, I think it was maybe less than 10 minutes before he was nifter. Which had to be such a nechama and such a chizik to Menachem, because Binyamin wouldn't leave the world till he gave Menachem that chizik and that nechama. And not only that, Binyamin left the world, it was right around 4 o'clock. Now Cheshbin, Menachem's in Eretz Yisrael. It's 11 o'clock at night. Everybody here knows, we all go to Eretz Yisrael often, Baruch Hashem, try our best. So you know the flights out of Eretz Yisrael are 1 o'clock in the morning. Right? That's the flights out of Eretz Yisrael. Otherwise you got to wait already till next morning, 10 o'clock in the morning. So only because when Binyamin was nifter, Menachem was able to find out immediately, jumped into a cab, went straight to the airport and got on a flight with his wife and came back to be there for the Levaya. If Binyamin was nifter a half hour later, Menachem's not at his Levaya. And Binyamin for himself wanted Menachem by the Levaya. Menachem spoke beautiful words at the Levaya. But for Menachem as well, he needed that, not to feel that he wasn't there and that he left in Eretz Yisrael. But that's what Binyamin, I know it. I know how Binyamin and the Ribbono Shel made sure it would happen like that. I'm telling you, a half hour later for the rest of the night or early morning, because then you take care of the body that day, it wouldn't have been. It had to be pumped at that time. Right after he got off the phone with him, he said, okay, I spoke to him, now I can leave the world and let him come to the Levaya. And I'll tell you on a personal level, I know Binyamin was watching out for me. Because for the 2 weeks prior to Tuesday, every day, pretty much, I was with Binyamin in the hospital. And every day, I'd leave here around 2:30, 2:45. And I'd get to the hospital 3:30, 3:45, 4 o'clock latest to get to the mincha in the hospital at 4 o'clock. And only on Tuesday, for the first time, based on a different cheshbon, was one of my talmidim was taking me to the Ranger game, so I'd be in the city later. I didn't end up going to the Ranger game, obviously. Baruch and Binyamin had other plans. But also there was a whole matzav in DRS going on. I was talking to guys, Maven Yavin, whatever. We don't have to talk about that now. We'll just say there's going to be a big tish tomorrow night here for Takana and Kapara, but okay. Lemaisa, I went an hour later to the hospital. And as I'm driving there, I got the call from Yehuda Aryeh. It's a very difficult call. Never forget that call and where I was. Pulled over on the side right before you get on the LAE. But I never made it to the hospital. And then, as you know in this room, I'm a kayin. So it was very hard. I realized I can't go to the hospital now, and then to be there, I can't be there for the mother. It was a whole difficulty I was making. I just stopped. I was there on the side of the road for a half hour making phone calls and trying to help out in ways that I could from the phone. And figuring out with the Chavar Kaddish and different things. But Binyamin didn't want me in the hospital because he knew I'm a kayin. And every other day, I was there at that time, every single day. This was the first day night. He says, oh, my Rebbe's not here now. Let me make sure he's not here when I'm going to be Nifter, because he can't be here. And he knows, what would have been if I'm there? Not only would I be a kayin, okay, that's oines, whatever it was at the time, but I'd have to look at his mother, who was in need, obviously, and run away from her, basically. You know how it would have felt? But Binyamin, I know, did this for me also. I know it. And then Ad Shas Kfura, he's doing mitzvahs. Let me explain to you. I don't know how many were in this room. A few guys were by the Kvura, I know. And by the Kvura, so everything is timing. And the Kvura was in the Elmont, in the cemetery. And what happens right at the Kvura? There's a mace mitzvah that comes to the Kvura at that time. There was some woman with some body from Florida that comes to be buried here. I don't know why. I don't know the situation. And they needed a minyan. But here you have all the chevra that's there to give kavod mace for Binyamin. And they made the minyan for this mace mitzvah. But only because it was pump at that exact time. If it was any other time, he wouldn't be there. Where were the minyan? It's not like they, I don't know what they just hoped there would be a minyan there. I'm not sure what they were thinking. But Binyamin made sure, even mamish ad shas kvura, that he's doing mitzvahs. He's making sure there's things going on in the world. So let's learn Lilei Nishmaso. And we'll talk about him again, Bez Hashem. You'll understand why this Torah. I still think, like, it's Thursday night. I still think he's going to walk in the door, you know? Thursday night, but now it would be too late. You know, Binyamin, he came in Thursday night, he'd always come early to talk. He'd always come very early. I'd come home, I'd be coming home from Yechizik, he'd be waiting for me. He would be already 10 to 11, 5 to 11. You know, like Yehudariah comes always very late to talk. And Binyamin would come very early to talk. Everyone has their zmanim, everybody, but it was set. It was like, Binyamin would be early. And, you know, he'd be early, and yeah. So, Chevra, we're mamish sitting here at Bimei Shoivim. We said already a few weeks ago that these are the days of Binyamin, as Binyamin Pinchas is Gematria 360, which is exactly Gematria Shoivim. We're sitting here in the middle of the days of Shoivim. And the emissaries were already two-thirds through with Shoivim. We're two-thirds through with Shoivim. And we have to understand, people think Shoivim are these special days of tshuva, brought down in the Sifrei Chasidus and Sifrei Kabbalah, whatever they might be, from that reason, Chaim Vital and others. And they're nice, and if I want, some of us might fast a little bit and learn a little bit more if I grab onto them for chizuk, right? And if not, no big deal, they're like regular days, right? I mean, most of the Welt, unfortunately, doesn't even know what Shoivim is. So they can't be anything so important. Either I'll grab onto them and I'll do tshuva and I'll grow, or I'll just leave them to the side and they'll be like regular days, but no gain, no loss then. That's not how life works. This is Yerushalmi Bikurim. You know this, I don't know how many of you knew what Yerushalmi Bikurim, that tells us the chasan b'yom chupasos meichlen al kovon osof. Bez Hashem, b'shatov m'slach, is the right time, each and every one of you, you'd be zeich to be a chasan. And b'yom chupasos meichlen al kovon osof. You're forgiven for all your sins. Mam is amazing, it's an amazing opportunity. Now it doesn't work, it's not magic. That's not magical. The Yerushalmi learns it when Yishmol got married to Machlas, it says, b'machlas shema, basmas shema. Her name wasn't really Machlas, it was Basmas. Machlas is Meichel, even Yishmol. No, it's Esav married, right? Esav, Bas Yishmol. Basmas is Bas Yishmol, exactly. Her name wasn't Basmas, her name was Machlas. Meichel Kovoy Nosav. Bez Hashem, Shatoyva by everybody. But it's not something magical. You have to do tshuva. You have to do tshuva, and you have to work on yourself. And that's why on Yom Chupasso, you're going to say, Vidoy Averv Yom Kippur. You're going to say, Vida, I want to tell you, I'll tell you a little secret. It's not going to be a secret anymore, but now I can tell you. And I'm going to explain this to the Chevra, because a lot of the Chevra in this world, room knew Binyamin and understands what I'm going to say, and I'm going to tell you this. When Binyamin was in the hospital, the first night he was in the hospital, second night, he went in on a Friday night, Matzei Shabbos, I was with him, And I took him, and I asked everyone to leave. I wanted to talk to him a few minutes, because obviously we were never misyayish, but we knew what was being going on, and nobody knew how much longer he had. And one of the things, we spoke for a while, different things. One of the things I asked him was to say vidoy. We just spoke about to say vidoy. And I explained to him, it's, first of all, it's also not just, it's so important before you leave this world to say vidoy, but, and also, it's a big skula for Yeshua, for refuah. It used to be in the old Shaarei Tzedek hospital, they had an individual go in every night and go around to all the beds and say vidoy with all the cholim. As a skula for refuah. You're with me when the Rebbe said, the Rebbe told, Friedman told us this, the Hornsteipler Rebbe told this to me. Lameisa, so I told him, so he agreed, he said, okay, fine. I came back, I went to Eretz Yisrael for a week, I came back, and I said, and one of the conferences, the next day or two, I came back the Sunday morning, of course, that day I was with him, I don't know if it was that day, the next day I said, Binyamin, did you say Vido yet? Nah, I didn't say Vido yet, I'll say it. Eventually he said vidoy. He did it. He told me he did it. I know he did it. But you know what he said to me? He said, Rebbe, I'm going to do vidoy because you want me to do vidoy. I'm going to tell you this to explain to you something. He says to me, but Emes says I don't have to do vidoy. I know through all that I've been through all the Yisur and for everything else, I don't need the vidoy. I don't need the vidoy. It's all kapara. I don't need the vidoy. He didn't mean it, chas v'shalom, from a gaivadik place or from a... He knew, and he was MS, and he's 100% right. He knew where he was. He knew what Madrigues was. The last 2 weeks, he thought every day was Shabbos. He knew what day it really was, but he was like talking it was Shabbos, because he was like living in Main Alaba already. Anyways, let's get that. But we have to do tshuva. You have to work on yourself, and it's an amazing opportunity, because it's so conducive to start anew, to become a new person. So I saw, the Rav Shor brings down from the Chassam Sofer, Chassam Sofer says, if a chassan, so chassan has a chance of meichel and kavanosov, but if chassan doesn't do tshuva, on yom chupaso, maskir yom kol chatov. On yom chupaso, and David chassan, they mention all of your sins. Imagine. Why is that? Because on a regular day. If you do good, you do good. If you don't do so good, you don't do so good. It is what it is. But on a day when you have such grand opportunity and you don't grab onto the opportunity, that's not just, oh, I lost the opportunity, I'm okay. The Rebbeinu Shem looks at you as upset at you. You're lower because of that. It's a loss. There's no, you don't stay even ever when you have the opportunity to grow. In Kohelas Rabbah, it's brought down a famous mashal. You guys know the mashal. I'm sure you heard it at some point. It's spoken over. I think the Shaarei Tshuva brings it down. It's spoken over Yom El, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, those times. That there was a case where a bunch of thieves and bandits were in a jail cell by the king. And they dug a hole. They worked for a very long time. They dug their way out of the jail. You know, Kilu, like Shawshank Redemption, right? You ever saw that back in the day? Somehow. So They dug their way out. So they all escaped. One person stayed in the cell. And they came, the prison warden, whoever came the next day, and they found he's left, and they said, what happened? What's going on? Start screaming. And they all snuck out. They all got out of this hole. She says, and what about you? I said, it's not right. I can't leave. It's right. And they start beating him, and the mom is beating him to a pulp. He says, what did I do? He said, you had the opportunity to escape. You didn't escape. What a ksil, what a fool. How low could you be? We feel like we have to beat you because you're such an idiot. Meaning what? When you have the opportunity and you don't take it, you're lower. You're the lowest of low. So we're here, b'yimei shoivim. We're here, b'yimei shoivim. And we're here, b'yimei shoivim, after b'tira of our tzaddik b'yamim pinchas. And we're not taking chizik and we're not growing. It's not just stam, okay, shkoyach, you stay where you are. Lo aleinu, where we're going to fall. Let's make sure we're growing. Let's make sure we're grabbing on. Aber, 4 weeks passed already. 4 weeks passed and I haven't grown and I haven't done anything with Shoivim. Okay, Shkoyach, that's why they have 2 weeks left. And you feel that you're nothing, it's hard to grow, you haven't grown Chvestus. You think about it, the last time I really grew was a few years ago in Eretz Yisrael. What am I? Where could I pull it out? You hear these stories, the stories we've been telling over. We'll tell more about Binyamin Pinchas. Okay, this is a tzaddik, I'm not a tzaddik. There's so much within us. And that's the lesson of Tu B'Shvat. You know, we're getting ready for Tu B'Shvat, Shabbos Kodesh. What's Tu B'Shvat? You have trees. You have trees that are completely desolate, completely bare, are nothing. And it looks like there's no life to them. There's mamish no life to them. And suddenly in Tu B'Shvat, a chias, a little bit of chias begins. And we don't even see it at first. Eventually, Nisan time, we start to see the growth. But it looked like they're totally bare. They're totally gone. Within us also, we have so much within us that we could pull out. This chias deep, deep down inside. So let's talk what? What do we have to be working on? What do we have to be doing during these days? What's after such a chizik, such chizik from yesterday? Such chizik from a life. So we always talk here, we have to live with the parsha. As we learned from the Lubavitch Rebbe, Zatzal. I always have to emphasize Zatzal with the Lubavitch Rebbe, it's important. It's Chosso Yagin Aleinu. So the parsha, we have the parsha of Shabbos Shira, the parsha of Kriyas Yamsuf. There's a Tosfos in Erechin. You can look it up. For the sake of time, I didn't bring it. It's a longer Tosfos. But Tosfos in Erechin, Daf Tes Vav Man Aleph, Dibri Maschul Geshem. And Tosfos there explains, I'm sure you've heard this at some point, that when we went through the Yamsuf, we think at a young age, you know, we're taught when we go to nursery school, and we come out home from Shabbos with the picture of Kriyas Yamsuf this Shabbos, or Chvestash in our Agada for Pesach, that we're excited to see, show our family. So we're taught we go through the Yamsuf Kilu, we went from one side to the other side, right? But that's not what happened. When we crossed through the Yamsuf, Tosfos in Erechin said, it was a semicircle. It was mamish a semicircle. Meaning what? We ended up on the same side where we started. Imagine your Chvestash at the beach by the water. I don't know if you want to imagine the beach, but meaning, Lamais is nothing us about the beach, it's who's on the beach. So you can imagine the beach early in the morning or late at night, or if you go tomorrow, I'm sure it's fine, you know. So you could go and you're by the water. And, no? It's probably very cold, very cold. They just had the polar bear jumping in, that they do that on the Super Bowl, you know, where the people jump into the water. They're probably cold. So Klal Yisrael went, if you could picture, they went into the Yamsuf, and then they moved a little bit to the side and came right out on the same side. They didn't get anywhere, really. In other words, seemingly the whole purpose of Kriyas Yamsuf was just to get rid of the Mitzrim who've drowned. That was the whole in the background. Yeah. That was the whole purpose of Kriyas Yamsuf. So I saw from Rav Shor, maybe he suggests there was more to it. There was more to Kriyas Yamsuf. You know, those of us who've learned Tanya, all the way at the beginning in the Tanya, I believe it's already in Perek Beis, if I'm not mistaken, I didn't look it up again. He talks about how Mayim, and this is already from the Arizal, brought down by Reb Chaim Vital, that Mayim represents Tanug and Taiva. Water represents pleasure and temptation. Right? We all know this. Kabbalistically. What does Kriyas Yamsuf mean? Kriyas Yamsuf is the breaking of that taiva. The breaking of a life that I'm so steeped in pleasure and steeped in tanuk, steeped in that world that the whole entire world is steeped in. You see, when came out of Mitzrayim, we all know that we came out of Mitzrayim, we physically came out of Mitzrayim, but when we left Mitzrayim, we're in the 49th level of Tumah. We're the lowest of low. We were walking like the Egyptians. The Egyptians was the makom of zima, of pleasure and taiva, and it was so steeped within us. So yes, physically we left Mitzrayim, but did Mitzrayim leave us? Or were we just Egyptians out of Egypt? So immediately with Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Yisod of Kriyas Yamsuf was to teach us, we didn't need it. It wasn't for traveling purposes. We ended up on the same side. It would teach us we have to break the mayim from within us. And that we can, and we have to believe in ourselves. To believe that we could defeat the mayim, defeat and not be normal, like the rest of the world that's so steeped in taiva. Binyamin Pinchas, Ben Yoel Baruch wasn't normal in this way. Binyamin Pinchas, time and time again, had every reason to give in to the crazy world we live in and live a life void of Ruchnias and Torah. He could have so many times. Imagine what it is. I don't know if you should imagine, but just listen to what it is. You're a 10th grader. Imagine what we were in 10th grade. And the summer after 10th grade, you have to bury your father, who was a tzaddik and a talmid chacham, and at every reason you don't understand, your whole world is flipped upside down, it makes no sense to you, you see someone that's a walking sefer Torah, taken from your midst. Call it quits at that point, Baruch Nias. You're going to really stay connected to Rabbi Nishalom? You're going to stay connected to Abish? Look what he did to you. You could have that approach as a young 15-year-old kid. There's no reason that Binyamin Pinchas for 11th grade, for 12th grade, starting new yeshivas for various reasons. You knew yeshivas? He should have ended up saying to his mother, forget it, I'm going to yeshiva. I'm not going to DRS for 12th grade. I'm going to go to yeshiva two blocks down. It's called Lawrence High School. Because what do I need this for? Look what that guy does to us. That's what the normal teenager, none of us would judge him. And he went, trust me, he was going through a lot. It wasn't easy. I remember conversations we had. But he wanted and he pushed. And then it's not even 2 years later. And you're finally getting somewhere, and you have beautiful chevra, and you're excited to go to Eretz Yisrael to really grow. And the Rabbanu Shalom brings Yenem Achla. And we remember, those of us that were there, remember it well, and he starts growing this little ball on his neck, and he didn't know what it was at first. And it was probably around like Boimer time, Shavuos time, he found out of senior year. And his plans to go to Eretz Yisrael are out the window. So at that point, he could have said, throw in the towel. I tried, I was excited. Rabbanu Shalom, another time Yisurin, more Yisurin. And I miss out, I don't go to Eretz Yisrael. So he could, call it a game. Okay, I'll go have my fun, I'll do my thing. Live it up in life and zeu. Eat, drink, and be merry. But not Binyamin Pinchas. At our Binyamin Pinchas. Binyamin Pinchas, as soon as he can, he gets to Eretz Yisrael. And he gets there and tries to learn, and I remember it so well. Some of the Chavi can remember those days in Ori Shalayim. No, Yudar, he couldn't focus even for more than 10 minutes. But he wanted to be there. It didn't matter, he wanted to be there. He wanted to be in Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to be in yeshiva. Because he knew what was right. He had the ikker and the tuffel all right in his head. Even if it was hard. And that's why he eventually wanted to get back to Eretz Yisrael when nobody was there. Everybody was back here, and he decided, I'm going to go learn in the mirror. Because he didn't become who he could have become, he felt, because his Shon Aleph was thrown out the window, because the first half of Shon Aleph, he's in the hospital getting chemotherapy and radiation. And the second half of Shon Aleph, even though he's there, and he pushed himself to be in Eretz Yisrael, but Lemaisa, he couldn't learn Torah the way he wanted to because he couldn't focus. His mind, based on all the effects of chemotherapy and everything, for a while, he just couldn't sit and focus. And then this last month in a hospital bed, maybe over the month he took a few walks. The week before he passed away, he was able to sit in a chair for a few days. Those were highlights. With tubes everywhere. Maybe it was a good day when he took a couple sips of water, as far as drinking something. And obviously at this point, he's not making it to Minyan, and he can't learn, he can't focus, but you know, those of us that, as I said before, the chassadim that were coming from that room. Anyone who had this chus to go visit him, learned what it is to be a balmidos, to be a mensch, learned what it is to treat people in a proper way. It was something you only see by tzaddikim. It was legendary. The chassadim from that room. And he would say, I just want to make people feel good. I want to talk. And when they discussed intubating him or not, it never happened. His only thought, he didn't care about how it felt or anything else. He said, to intubate me, but then I can't speak to people. It's not shaykh. It's not shaykh. Because his whole essence at that point, what do I have left? I have less to care for others, to make other people feel good, to talk about to others in a nice way. We have all our abilities in this room. We could walk, and we could talk, and we have to use our yadayim. What chesed are we doing for others constantly, caring for others? What are we running around doing for others? Because that's what he taught. It's mind-boggling. See, he understood what it is to break through, to break mayim. Kriyas Yamsuf. Mamish Kriyas Yamsuf. What a schus it was to have such a Talmud. What a schus it was for those who had such a friend. It changed the life of all of us forever. Alvai, you know, he lived till 25. Alvai people should be mashbiya on others in 100 years the way he was on people. So you say, but that's not me, that's not who I am. Okay, shkoyach, Rabbi, so you're sitting here telling me about the tzaddik, who he was. Listen to this Sfas Emes that I had the schus to see. Listen to this Sfas Emes. Because if we're understanding tonight, Kriyas Yamsuf is breaking that taiv, and breaking through Gashmi, and getting rid of that, and being kulo ruchni the way we all should be and want to be. Listen to the words of the Sfas Emes. It's in Pesach, it's his last piece in Pesach Tuf Reish Samach Dalet, which is the last year of the Torah is on Pesach, the last piece. This is his Eim Aftir Nachar Pesach Adikoyim, in the lingering taste of Pesach. This is the lingering taste of Sfas Emes on Pesach. He has on the words until him Legoizer Yamsuf Ligzarim. Legoizer Yamsuf Ligzarim. Ki Le'olam Chasta. Ki Le'olam Chasta. Everything's Chesed, Tzadikim. Don't forget it. You might watch me shedding a few tears, or many tears over the last few days. That's because I just missed somebody. You're allowed to shed tears because you miss somebody that you love. But you have to believe the whole time, Kol Ma'adav Ruchman Al Tavavid. It's Baruch Dayan Emes. There's good reason. And Binyamin's in a good place and he's B'Shalom. And I believe the Rebbeinu Shem has a good plan. There's no cheshbon, there's no questions, there's no sveikos. T'kili Oilam Chasto. Everything's chesed. Das is also chesed. And I believe it. It still doesn't mean you can't be sad. You're allowed to be sad to miss someone. So the Mechelta on those words, L'goizir Yamsuf Gzarim, which means Kadosh Baruch Hu parted the Yamsuf into parts. So the Mechelta says, Shenigzar L'yud Beis Gzirim, L'chol Shevet Erech Acher. I'm sure you've heard this Medrash before, right? That Kriyas Yamsuf wasn't just like you see in the pictures, or the Ten Commandments, and the whole thing goes to the sides, and there's a massive opening. Lefi that Mechilta, there were 12 different lanes. 12 lanes. Every Shevet had their own lane. Manaf Kamina Mizeh, why is that important? Rakladiya Shakul Shevet Kedai Ligzar Yam Bishvilo. The Fasema says, to tell you, every Shevet by themselves, Hashem would have split the sea for. It wasn't just Gantz Klal Yisrael. Every Shevet deserved it. But listen to where he goes. Svasemis goes further. I don't have anyone else who says like this. I've never seen this anywhere else. Velovzul Bavad, not only this. Rakol Ish Yisrael Roy Likroa Hayam Bishvilo. Every individual member of Klal Yisrael will be fitting to split the sea for each individual. L'chein Ksiv, therefore it's written in Tehillim, talking about the Yamsuf, Pararta Ba'azcha Yam. With your strength, you crumble the sea. Parar to crumble, like crumbs. Mashma lipirurin, like crumbs, like tons of little crumbs. L'chol ish Yisrael hayachelik b'kriyas Yamsuf. Not just every shevet, every individual who was roi that the flea was split for them. Meaning what? Each and every one of us, it's shayich l'kriyas Yamsuf. It's shayich to break through. We could reach that level of a Binyamin Pinchas. We could reach that level of tzidkus. We could reach that level where our life is completely with tunnel vision of kedusha, of Torah, of chesed, of Eibishter, of the people in my life. With all the garbage of gashmias and caring about money and caring about ichvesnish, the things that we care about in this world that are sheker, shebesheker, shebesheker. And it's not just a dardeya, it's not just for tzaddikim, we could all become that tzaddik. I saw from the Beremayim Chaim, he says, Beremayim Chaim says, he brings, based on a diak in the psukim, I thought I had a Beremayim Chaim here, I couldn't find it to read it to you, I'm sorry, so I saw it during the week, I don't remember all his rayas to get to this, but I'll tell you what he said. He said that the sea split even just for Dasan and Aviram. Dasan and Aviram at first were like running late, they were left behind, and the sea split just for them. Dasan and Aviram, the lowest of low of Klal Yisrael was Dasan and Aviram at the time. With Korach, right? Korach ve'dasan ve'dasan ve'aviram. But even for Dasan and Aviram, they could break the sea. And if Dasan and Aviram, va'das. In fact, if you take the Gematria Dasan ve'aviram's Gematria 713, exactly Gematria Tshuva. Each and every one of us could do tshuva. Each and every one of us could be a Baal tshuva. We have to want to. We have to take the chizik of these days, of the days of Shoivim, and these special days where we have the chizik from a Binyamin Pinchas. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Aleph Amibayz, teaches us, mentioned it in the Hesped yesterday. I can't believe it was yesterday. It feels like mamish days. It feels so long. That Oz Yashir is the makor of Tchias HaMesim in the Torah, because it's Oz Yashir. Then I will sing. Then, when's then? B'Tchias HaMesim. Oz Yashir. So Vada, first of all, there's going to be Tchias HaMesim. And there's going to be Tchias HaMesim. We'll be together B'Yam Pinchas, and together with Father Yal Baruch, and we'll be together with Al HaTzadikim. And we believe in that. It's Yidden. We believe we'll be reunited. You know, when someone goes away on a trip and you don't see them for a month, you don't see them for 2 months, but we know we'll see them again. This is just a trip. That's all it is. Hopefully it won't even be as long as that. Who knows? As Hashem, Matzei Shabbos, we're going to sing Eliyahu Navi and bring Mashiach Zo. We have to believe. But Tchias HaMesim is not just physical Tchias HaMesim. There's a spiritual Tchias HaMesim. A spiritual Tchias HaMesim means I'm going to be Mechayei my Mesim. Tzadik, I'm a field Mesim Mechayei, and a Rasha is considered dead. So anything that's lacking within my Avodah Hashem is Amrishus, is dead. Tchias HaMesim means I have to be a tzaddik. When I do tshuva, I'm mekayim Tchias HaMesim. I saw brought down from the Imri Emes, we say, Umi Yidayim Lecha Melech Meimis U'mechaya. So together with Melech Meimis U'mechaya, Tchias HaMesim is Umi Yidayim Lecha. Umi Yidayim Lecha. Umi Yidayim Lecha, right? So Imri Emes brings down, I thought to bring it here, but by the brach of Shoifreis on Rosh Hashanah, by the tshuva, we say Umi Doim Alach also. What's Pshat? He's telling you, you know, when you do tshuva, it's Umi Doim Alach, which is what? Who's like you, the Rabbi Nisholm, that if you look on the bottom of the article Siddur in the Machzor, on that, Umi Doim Alach, by the brach of Shoifreis, he says, who's like you that's willing to accept our tshuva, that's willing to give us the opportunity of tshuva? So you see, tshuva, it's this Lashon B'Doyim Alach, who's like you, Rabbi Nisholm, is by Tchias HaMesim, by tshuva, because they're one in the same, the Imri Emes says. They're one in the same. As well as we say, we're going to say Shabbos morning, V'ein Doyim Alach Moshiyenu L'Tchias HaMesim. V'ein Doyim Alach Moshiyenu. Again, V'ein Doyim Alach is Tchias HaMesim, which is Tchias HaMesim, B'Gashmi, B'Ez Hashem, B'Karav Mamish, Tchias HaMesim, B'Ruchni. By the way, Umi Doyim Alach, Umi Doyim Alach Gematria 161. If you take Ehaya, Aleph Hey Yud Hey, Bimiloi, meaning Aleph Lamet Pei, and you do the Bimiloi, the whole entire word, you'll end up also with 161. Ehaya, we know, Ehaya, I will be. Ehaya is the shame of Hashem of Tshuva. I will be more. Ehaya Asher Ehaya, Ve'ein Doyim Alach. Because that's our Tchiyas HaMeisim. When we do our Tchiyas HaMeisim in our life, and we do a Kriyas Yamsum, we'll be Zoichet an ultimate Kriyas HaMeisim with Binyam Pinchas Bekar of Mamish, Bezzer Hashem is Baruch. And be tansing. Some saw, if you didn't see, I'll show you after. See Mamish HaTzadik. Binyam Pinchas, January 1st was that Menachem Katz's Chasana. January 1st, think. Binyamin went into the hospital January 13th at night. Less than 2 weeks prior at the Chasana, and he was very weak already. Some of the Chavah remember the last Thursday night he was here. It was probably right around then also. It was probably that Thursday night of Hanukkah. I think he was here maybe the last time. Maybe even the next one. I don't remember. I think maybe the last one. But Lemaisa, you have a video of him dancing. You never saw anything like this. You can't imagine he was dancing 2 weeks before he was in the hospital like this. And we'll be dancing with him with Tchiyas HaMeisim if we do our Tchiyas HaMeisim. If we do our Tchiyas HaMeisim and learn from all that he was and learn to be a Kriyas Yamsuf Tikir in the Chizuk of a Tu B'Shvat. Now it was said over that he was 25 years old. 25 is Chafei. I was thinking there are 25 letters in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And that's the avodah for each and every one of us to live such a life. He lived a life, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, I'm ready to be Moisei Nefesh. He did it all. We need a much, this world that we live in is compared to Erev Shabbos, and next world is Shabbos. But we know throughout the calendar year, you have, in the middle of the winter, Erev Shabbos is very, very short. Middle of the summer, very, very long. When you get to Shabbos, but it's the same Shabbos, the same Kedusha Shabbos. Some of us, like a Binyam Pinchas, needs only a short Erev Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos. So we're going to need a very long Erev Shabbos, but let's prepare for Shabbos. The way he prepared for Shabbos. And that's why he was living Shabbos at the end. And that's maybe the bracha. That's exactly the bracha to Avravino. Ko yezarecha. Ko is chafei. So will be your children. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. 25 letters. Like a Binyamin Pinchas who lived to 25. Chaver, that's the chizuk we have to take. And to ensure that Binyam Pinchas physically is not here, but we know he's here. But the more that we take the chizuk from his life and the chizuk from these Torahs and be mechazik ourselves to live different lives, then he's still alive within us and he has his chusim still in this world. But that's up to us to grab onto these Yemei Shaivim. Chaver, I just want to end with the following, just a little bit of an announcement maybe. But I haven't been able to think clearly in a few days, as Chaver understands. I'm not sure exactly what I mean by what I'm about to say as far as naming, but Bez Hashem is Baruch, I decided, the Chaver knows this Thursday night shiur is like mamish, to me, very, very precious. It's something that's been going on for about 10.5 years every Thursday night, to learn with Talmidim of mine that are coming to learn Lishma, and coming to learn late at night, and coming to learn. And Mamish B'nai Aliyah, who want to grow, it's of the most special shiurim that I give. And I've grown so much from this shiur. Pikoivei itim to Torah in a way that we never miss, Baruch Hashem. Sometimes it's an Eretz Yisrael, but otherwise we never miss. And we have it, and unlike any other yeshiva, this night is a yeshiva to us. And like any of the other yeshivas have off a Chol Moed, we don't have off a Chol Moed. Other yeshivas have off for the summer, for a bit. There's no Ben Azmanim here. There's no such thing as Ben Azmanim. There's no such thing as anything. Okay, Vad, if it's a Yontav night, then we can't, Mamish, because it's hard for Chavar to get here. But otherwise, we have. And it's very precious to me. And the Talmidim that come, something to me, is a special kesher, a special bond. Binyamin was one of those Talmidim that came, and he was one of the Talmidim, usually after a guy gets married, sometimes you never see him again. I mean, you see him, but I meant on a Thursday night, and I totally, that's understandable. And I tell every guy that's not, when you're not married, there's always two excuses that you don't have to be here when you're dating, or if you're learning somewhere else, there's no monopoly on Torah. That's your cheshbon. Outside of that, there's no other excuse not to be here. I tell guys that all the time. There's no good excuse not to be here. Outside of those two excuses, obviously if you're very sick and you can't make it, but that goes without saying. But otherwise, there's no excuse not to be here. When you get married, then your excuse is always the same excuse, and it's a good excuse. But there are guys that sometimes come back when they're married once in a while. Probably he came back when he was married more than any other guy. Every few weeks he was here, whatever the time was. So just, I don't know exactly what I mean by what I'm about to say, as far as how to name it and what to do, but from this point on, and I want to tell you also, this Thursday night, this year is so precious to me. Over the years, I don't want to explain what I'm about to say exactly, but there have been people, in a certain sense, who've tried to buy this year. If you understand what I'm saying. Tried to buy this year. Okay? I'm even yavin what I mean by that, but you know, they think if you give a little bit of money and they own the share or whatever, there's no... So I did away with that different times during the years because this is Kadosh. This is Kadosh. But Yom Pinchas deserves the Kedusha and the Schosim. So from this night on, Bez Hashem is Baruch, and we'll continue Shalai Mer Kodesh B'mehera B'meinu, but this year will be, from this point on, Lila Nishmas B'Yom Pinchas B'Yol Baruch. Whether we'll come up with some sort of name, some sort of yeshiva, I don't know, we have to discuss and figure that out so Chevra could help and help me figure that out. I didn't have a chance to figure it out, but I'll tell you this much from every Thursday night from this point on. If there's other things, sometimes we'll also add for other people as well. I don't mean, but the overall, the umbrella of this year will be a shir dedicated Lila Nishmas Binyam Pinchas, Heilige Talmud Binyal Baruch, and hopefully Big Schuss for his neshama, till we're united with Tchis HaMesim, with Mashiach Zadkenu, Bimheir V'Yameinu. Amen.